Hello.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
I'm just hoping to talk about the hot topic that is breaking up.
Ooh, do you have any hot goss questions you can think of?
Yes, well, I know that you're in a relationship with a man right now, and are you thinking about breaking up with him?
I am in a relationship with a man right now, and I need to kick his butt to the corner because even though he's a great guy, he's not the one for me, and I'm finding it super difficult.
That's so interesting. Can you tell us why you or how you know that he's not the one?
To not get into too much detail, basically, to sum things up, we're just not clicking. We don't have enough in common, I guess, and I just don't feel the sparks or see any sparks fly. So,
I totally understand that. Was it from the very beginning that you didn't have any sparks, or was there any initial attraction?
well, in the beginning, I felt somewhat attracted to him, but I'm just wondering, maybe I was just attracted to him because he was treating me so nicely, and I was more attracted to his thoughtfulness and his caringness and his chivalryness. But then after a few dates, I started to really think that he's not the one, and I tried to stick it out, but no matter how nice he is and how great he might come across on paper, it's just too hard to be with someone that you're just really not overall attracted to.
Totally, totally. I see what you mean. So, what do you think you're gonna do?
Well, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to break up with him. But it's kind of tough because he lives so far away. I live in Virginia and he lives in Maryland, so it's a 3-hour drive. And I know that you're not supposed to break up with someone over text or a phone call, but unfortunately, that's what's going to have to be done. And I'm just really scared because he is a nice guy and I don't want to hurt his feelings. But he's not the one for me.
That is very difficult, especially when someone's being so nice to you and treating you so well. It makes you feel really guilty to have to say sayonara.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to kick his butt and say bye because he's just not my type, and I can't fly with someone who's not my time.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta have the spark, gotta have the attraction for sure. So, how do you think you're gonna do it? What will you say?
Oh geez, there's just so many things that are wrong in this relationship. For example, when it comes to political views, we don't always see eye to eye on a lot of things. I feel like he's also taking a lot of liberties in their relationship, like assuming that I like things or assuming that certain things are okay to do without asking, and he doesn't even know me that well. And then I also don't like it when when I get mad and he just tells me to like calm down, or when we're taking pictures together and he like tells me to smile more than I'm already smiling. And so yeah, there's so many things that are wrong. But I remember earlier I tried to break up with him before, and he just got super upset. And also, overall, he is like a really nice guy. He always drives to me. He drives over th like about 3 hours to see me, and he will pick me up from my hometown in Charlottesville, Virginia, and drive all the way to Maryland just to so that we can hang out together. So that's a total of like 6 hours of driving every time that we want to go on a date. And he always pays for all the dates, and like he always seems to like accommodate my needs and just goes out of his way to make sure the dates are special. So I would feel just so guilty and so terrible. So maybe, Betty, I'm wondering, do you have any recommendations of how to gently let a guy down?
Well, that's a really tricky one. Personally, I'd have to get a little bit mad first. Like, it seems like he's not really letting you be who you are. He kind of is assuming he knows who you are and then treating you accordingly. And with the asking you to smile in pictures, it's kind of like, no, I'm going to be however I am. Deal with it and love me the way I am. That's how I feel about it. So I might get a little worked up about that and just be, and then, but it's hard to let him down nicely when you're angry. So
It is so hard. But so should I like just make it seem like more like it's me and not him? That seems to be like a popular thing that a lot of people say. Like they paint the picture that it's really like it's not their fault, that it's actually like my fault, and like just something like, I'm sorry, but it's just you're not my type, and just very briefly like explain without hurting his feelings or something like that.
That would definitely be good. Can refresh my memory on how you first tried to break up with him. What was your tactic there?
So the first time, oh geez, it's been a while. I actually, unfortunately, tried to break up with him through text message because we had only gone on like 2 dates. We hadn't seen each other for that long. And I didn't want to break up with him in person because then he would have to drive 3 hours, and then he comes here and I'm like, oh, okay, we're breaking up actually. And so like that would be completely terrible. So I thought that text message was the easiest way to go, and I was just trying to tell him, you know, the first time it was mostly just like, he was so far away. That was one of the big things. And two, I could already notice kind of like mini red flags, like that I could tell that we probably weren't going to have that much in common. And also I was just like going through so much in my life at that time. So it just felt like kind of overwhelming. But now it's even harder because we've been going on a lot more dates and we've gotten to know each other a lot more. And so it's always tough when, like, someone you can tell is, like, really into you, but you're just, like, not into them. So
that's true. And it sometimes kills the spark because it's like, you know, you have them, so they're not really interesting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Well, how would you feel about breaking up with him over the phone?
Yeah, I probably should call him. And it's going to be tough, but unfortunately, it has to be done. Any last words of advice, Betty?
I think you just got to stay strong, do it in person or do it over the phone, and make sure he doesn't try to shake your confidence, because you know what you want. And you're going to get it. And what you want isn't him.
Yeah. So. You're so right. I need to, at the end of the day, remind myself this is also better for him, because he needs to find someone who cares about him as much as he cares about them. And I need to respect myself and not settle for somebody who's just, that I'm just not that attracted to.
Amen, sister. That is so true. Well, good luck, and please let us know how everything goes.
All right. Bye, Betty. I have to go pet my snails now, but I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Sue. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.